And if you're just joining us, welcome to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. She can uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you do it yourself or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve all of your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement, inside out. And we are so glad to have you along with us today. Our numbers to call, 421-1000 or toll free at 877-397-COMO.
And what we're talking about today is everyone has one of these things in their home. Yes, you do. That whatchamacallit, that thingamabob, you're not sure what to call it. Well, I'm your girl. Odd walls, everybody has one of those. You know, either a pony wall, is that what it's called? I can help you. Or a broken piece of hardware, how are you going to fix that? Or perhaps it's some other type of design dilemma. Something's broken. Perhaps it's something with your grout in your kitchen, or maybe you need to seal something, maybe a flooring product that you need to find. I can help you. I am your whatchamacallit 101 girl, and we definitely want to talk to you. And I'm still holding out my secret hardware store.
I know, you're keeping me in suspense on purpose to torment me.
I know. It is the hardware store, and I am going to give it out today, that has every type of wingnut 101 that you need to find. Yes, they do. But I'm holding on to this.
Well, let's go ahead and talk to Juanita from Des Moines. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Juanita.
Thank you very much. Actually, I've learned so much by being on hold. I know what to do when my neighbor dies, and I know how to shade it from the neighbors.
I know. Seriously? Right?
But I have a 1950s house with ugly tile everywhere, and I wanted to replace it, but then I painted my cabinets, and the tile kind of disappeared. But it needs grouting desperately. Can you regrout, really?
Yes, you can. Now, are you wanting to do this yourself, or are you wanting to hire someone? Because I can help you with both.
Well, actually, I want to hire, but I'll probably have to do it myself.
Well, maybe not. So let me give you an answer for both, because it's actually one of those very easy fix-it things for Mr. Handyman.
Oh, really?
And it would be just a few hours, you know, like a couple hours for them to come out. And for those who want to do it themselves, I'll share how to do it and where to find what you need. So how you do it, there's a little gadget, and it's called a grout saw. And it really does work. And it takes out the grout. It has a handle on it. It has a specific blade that, imagine if you would a box cutter, but it is specifically made for tile grout, and it really does work. Is it kind of dangerous? Yes, it is. So if you're a bit of a butterfingers, this is not a job I would recommend. Certainly not. This is under the category, kids, don't try this at home. It's not difficult, but it is one of those things. Now, there are also grout saws that are powered saws, and you can put a blade on a saw to specifically take out the grout. But I don't really recommend that, because you can damage the tile. So the handheld grout saws really do work, but it's labor intensive. And what I will also share with you is it's the getting the proper grout and sealing it that really matters. And I'm going to give you the name of the company where you can find this. And I don't want to give out all the address and all that. So for those that are listening, and I know you're going to email me about this, it's okay. The name of the company is called Master Source. And they are located next to the Seattle Design Center. They're on 6. So it's Master Wholesale, is the name of the company. And what they do is they actually sell all of the sealants and the professional grade grouts that you would need. So you want to regrout it, and then you want to seal it. And they have all of that. And if you describe the type of tile, if it was made in the 80s and you have that sandy grout, or if it was made in the 50s and you have that cleaner grout, they will hook you up with the correct grout, and then they'll help you seal it. And they even have the little grout saws. And it's called Master Wholesale, and they're right off of 6 in Michigan, down by the Seattle Design Center. For those who are in your car, don't write this in lip pencil. I'm easy to find. I am comonews.com/Tammy.
And we have to take a quick break for weather and traffic. Then we'll be right back taking your calls, answering your questions here on Como News Radio.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Sound Kitchen and Bath has been a real fun one for me to work with in the last 14 months because I've seen a company just explode. And the reason is that I knew the minute I heard about this that this was going to be an enormous success. Why? Because they are doing things differently. What are they doing differently? Well, first of all, they don't have those expensive showrooms. So you've got a company that really took the very best of all the cabinetry, including local custom cabinetry and major manufacturers, so that you could get the kitchen of your dreams and save an enormous amount of money. So in other words, there's no huge overhead, not for an expensive showroom. There's no huge overhead for the box stores. And guess what? Have you ever walked into a box store and looked at the cabinets? Well, you don't see those type of kitchens in magazines. You want that kind of kitchen. You want the kind of kitchen that you see in designer magazines. Well, Sound Kitchen and Bath will send a designer to your home. They won't charge you to measure. They won't charge you for the cabinet layout design. And they're going to save you a ton of money. And if you want locally made cabinets, they have that all the way to major manufacturers at about 50 to 70% off. In fact, Sound Kitchen and Bath recommends you call their competitors first and then call Sound Kitchen and Bath. I believed in this concept so much, I not only voiced their spots, I invested in the company. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue on its Stoneway in Fremont, or at daly'spaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at daly'spaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at daly'spaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Here's Judith Larson.
Well, we're still dealing with a couple of bad blocking situations, of course, there in Snohomish County where winter is underway. North 5, just north of 526, at State Route 526. Collision still in the left lane, still have fire on the scene. South 5 at State Route 532, collision in the left lane there. We've got good news is tow has just arrived on the scene. And it's a slow go heading north over the First Avenue Bridge where single lane closures are in effect for maintenance project till 2 this afternoon. An easy drive on dry roads through most of Seattle and 405 between Renton and Bellevue, no problems at all. Tacoma, we're up to speed in I-5, although a little slowing at Berkeley Avenue, and absolutely no sign of even a dusting of snow down there. Boy, it's a whole different kind of weather system in Pierce County. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Let's take a quick look at weather now from the Como forecast team. We're getting reports of snow, from all different points to our north. Everett, Shoreline, Mount Vernon, Camano Island, just to name a few. Also a few calls from Kent as well. So otherwise, look for cloudy skies and a chance of snow today with highs up to 40. Rain or snow is likely tonight as well with accumulations up to an inch. Right now, it is 27 degrees in Auburn, 28 in Silverdale, and just for comparison, 66 in LA, 74 in Houston. Right now in downtown Seattle, it is 28 degrees. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels as she solves all of your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement, from the window to the wall.
Okay, so I have to tell you, Rich Lyons, who we just love and adore, and he works in our newsroom. He's filling in today as a call screener, and he said, Karen is going to be fun. He actually gave us a heads up. So, Karen, bring it. You have a question. I'm here to help, girl. What happened in your house, in your log home?
Yes. Well, my husband and I built it about 18 years ago, and it was our first time. And he thought bigger is better on the closet openings.
Okay.
Well, we have not had closet doors on two of our closets since we built the house.
So how big did he make it?
Ooh, I think like does 80 inches tall and probably a whole closet, maybe two bifolds wider than normal.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's my suggestion for you, which is the fact that this is, where is the log cabin at, the log home?
Clearview.
Okay, which also makes it an additional challenge to get a custom woodworker to go out there. But here's what I'm going to recommend you do. What I would state is you need to frame this out, and it needs to look as if it has, I'm struggling for the words here to describe this. You need to look as if it has extra wide molding around the doors.
Okay.
Now, the challenge is that you've got to replicate that on the other doors in the bedrooms where he did this beautiful, basically what he did is he created a door opening that you could drive a plane in there.
Exactly.
Yes, you could park the boat. You know, a snow machine could be stored in the closets of this particular home in Clearview. So, well, it's true. You could drive a bus in there. So when we say bigger closets, we didn't mean we wanted bigger door openings on the closets. I get that. Okay, Karen, I'm with you on this one. All right. So here's what I want to say, though, is this is where you want to frame this out and make it look like you have large moldings. But you can't just do one big piece of board. That would look silly. So what you need to do is you need to stack out the moldings so that it will look as if it was an artistic endeavor, and therefore it's ultra framed. Does this make sense?
Yes. So is that molding going to bring it in so the opening is closer?
Yes.
Smaller? Okay.
Okay. Here's how I would describe this to you so you can visually get a picture of what I'm stating. Imagine a piece of artwork. And let's say the piece of artwork is an 8x10 photo of one of your children. And then you matted it out with several corresponding colors of mats or textures of mats. And then it goes to the frame.
Okay.
That's what you're doing with the door.
Because so, they don't necessarily make custom-sized louvered doors?
No.
Oh.
So here's what you have to do is you have to get the louver door, and that's your photo, and that's going to sit like on the floor. And then we're going to do custom moldings that stack out from that and get to where the walls are. That should have, it sounds like they should have been in probably another 2 feet closer. But here's the other thing you want to do. You don't have to make those as big on corresponding doors, like the door leading into the master bedroom. But you do want to replicate an extra large molding that picks up the look and feel of what you've done around the closets.
Okay. Fortunately, it's not in the master bedroom. Thank goodness.
Okay.
But
okay.
In a guest room and a second bedroom, a third bedroom.
Well, you know, who knows? Maybe, you know, you have the people from like the Biggest Loser trying to get into their closets. You know, I don't know. Maybe people, you know, bring a lot of clothes to stay a long time. I'm just, let's be optimistic about Mr. Karen here for a moment. But what I will state is, here's how I'm going to find you a woodworker that'll do this for you, is Eric Goranson with Sound Kitchen and Bath knows every custom woodworker and every custom woodworking shop on the planet.
Okay.
So he will get you someone for this particular project. So, and if you can't find Eric at soundkitchenandbath.com, I'm very easy to find. I am at comonews.com/Tammy.
Okay.
And just click on Ask Tammy, and I'll get you connected with a custom woodworker in Clearview. So there you go.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure you can.
I still have the brass chandelier in my dining room, and I don't like that look anymore. And I'm looking for a kind of a transitional oil-rubbed brass chandelier with kind of warm-tone alabaster shades.
Do you want to take that same chandelier and give it that look and save some money?
Sure. Oh, no. Actually, I don't like the one I've got.
Okay. All right, because I had a solution for you if you wanted to do that.
Let me just in case, so I can use that finish maybe on something else.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. Actually, this is a good answer for a lot of people who have metal that they want to change the look of it. If you have brass, for example, hardware in your house, and you want to save thousands of dollars, I'll give
you...
Okay, I'm going to give you that answer and all of our listeners for the Whatchamacallit program. And right now, we're going to head out to our traffic. But when we come back, I'll share that and where to get the most amazing light fixtures and save money.
1122 on Como News Radio. Traffic and weather are next.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Make carpet shopping easy with Carpet Liquidators Low Price Pledge. Hi, this is Cammie Michaels. Find the best prices on flooring in every style. The secret is Carpet Liquidators buys in bulk, getting great prices on carpet, hardwood, laminates, and more. And they pass the savings on to you. And with financing available, OAC, and fast 48-hour installation, finding your new carpet has never been easier. Save between 40 and 70% on brand name carpet, including DuPont Sorona Smart Strand that's tough enough to hold up to a rhino. It's all at Carpet Liquidators. Huge inventory and great prices with their low price pledge. See store for details. Save time, stress, and money with Carpet Liquidators in Tacoma, Seattle, Everett, Kirkland, and Mount Vernon. CarpetLiquidators.com.
What day retail?
This is Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub Company. This year, you are going to feel great. Just repeat this New Year's resolution. I state your name, promise to take better care of myself by having fun, rest, and relaxation every day in my new hot spring spa. I will start by visiting Olympic's humongous year-end clearance sale. This is the easiest, most enjoyable promise you'll ever keep. So come in today. All 2010 Hot Spring Spas, floor models, and demos are priced to clear. No payments until January 2012 OAC. Feel great, save money. It's Olympic Hot Tub Company's humongous year-end clearance sale. On now, we make it easy to take it easy. Seattle, Fife, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Well, they just cleared in the Stanwood area an accident southbound 5 at State Route 532, so it's looking better there. But we're still dealing with a backup at the scene of a blocking accident that's been there for a good hour in the Everett area. This is northbound 5 as you approach State Route 526. We're all backed up there. Left lane still blocked. No sign of the tow yet. Also, northbound 5 south at 41st, we have a number of accidents. One's blocking the right lane. They got a new one in the southbound direction, more or less, by off on the right shoulder, but 8 is on the scene because there are injuries involved. And a little while ago, I heard they have another southbound one there, a spin out nearby. So we're also dealing with an injury accident still north 5 at the Everett Mall on the left shoulder. And in the Edmonds Mount Lake Terrace area, we got 8 on the scene of a rollover accident northbound 5 at 236. It's not blocking, but it is slowing folks down. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks, Judith. So weather-wise today, it is a cold one. The deep freeze continues. Today should be mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Lots of people calling to say they're getting snow at their house already, particularly in that convergence zone area of South Snohomish, North King County, but also other points north as well. So tonight, look for possible rain or snow with accumulations of up to an inch and lows in the low to mid 30s. Right now it's 31 in Bremerton, 28 in Tacoma, also 28 and overcast in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. It's the Thingamabob Show. I think we're going to have to reprise this because we're getting so many calls. So if you have those weird little things in your house that you don't know what to call or much less how to fix,
where to find it,
this is your chance.
Okay, so Karen, you actually had this huge opening that we came up with a solution for your closets. Yeah. But now you have an ugly chandelier that is that polished brass. And nothing screams the 1980s more than polished brass, which I might state is now coming back if you look at Waterworks, which is probably one of the most pristine, high-end faucet and fixture companies. They've brought back polished brass. So if you hang on to something long enough, that tells you it'll come back. But most people are really kind of over it. So I do have a suggestion if you want to take that so that it looks like that high-end Borb finish, which is brushed oil. You know, that's what we call it, is Borb, bronze finish. And it's really super inexpensive. So I'm going to give you the name of my metal guy, and he can do this for you. But what you're going to have done is called powder coating. And this really works for anybody. If you have ugly lawn furniture, you know what we're talking about, that iron lawn furniture that, you know, perhaps you don't like the color of it. We've done this with brass hardware, wing nuts, believe it or not, 101. There was a house in Medina that had all very expensive Baldware hardware, and we wanted to give it a nickel finish as opposed to that shiny brass. So Baldwin hardware to replace it on one door would cost you about $500. So this is Welding by Craig. He can powder coat it. I'm going to give you the phone number once. You can email me through comonews.com/Tammy, and I'll give it to you again. It's Welding by Craig, 253-307-3936. And basically, he'll pick it up from you and he'll powder coat it. Otherwise, Alexander Lighting in downtown Seattle or in Kirkland is my favorite lighting source.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, my favorite one. They serve the trade as well as people who walk in into their showroom. And I use them as a designer, and a lot of designers do. They're a wholesale resource. They also have retail, but their prices are fantastic. And they have anything and everything on the planet. And you can look at it yourself in their showroom. They're on the south end. Alexander Lighting.
I am so excited to go there.
Yes. But if you decide, you know, you just want to powder coat it, or for those who are listening, that's an option. There you go.
I think I'll use that powder coating suggestion for other things. But
yeah,
when we just started out building our first house, we did not put the high-end chandelier.
Exactly. Exactly. But a lot of people might benefit from knowing how to have something powder coated. So there you go.
Hey, Karen, thanks for your call. And we are taking calls coming back, 421-1000. We're toll-free at 877-397-KOMO. Now, Tammy, you continue to keep me in suspense about the best hardware store in the world.
I know. I am. I'm holding on to this one. You know, if somebody asks me a question that outs my answer about the best hardware store to find wing nuts that you can't find anyplace else... Otherwise, I'm holding out on it. You have to listen. But I love this. Diane's coming up. She has a doohickey suggestion or question. I don't know, but she actually uses the word doohickey.
I love that.
I do, too, because this is what this show is about, how to find it, where to get it. We have the answers.
We'll be right back. And welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels as she designs your life with beauty, form and function.
Form and function. That's what this program's about today. It is the whatchamacallit doohickey show. That is what it is, which is those things that are hard to describe, hard to find, That's what we're talking about. And I definitely want to talk to you. If you're trying to find something difficult, you don't even know how to describe it, I'll help you and we will find it, or we'll find the type of business that can fix it, or a resource where you can order it online. There's lots of different things. And this is what I do best, is how to fix things, where to find it, 101, right here on Inside Out.
And we're taking your calls, of course, as always. 421-1000 is the local number. And thanks to the power of the internet and technology, you can listen anywhere in the world. And you can call us for free at 877-397-5666. That's COMO.
Okay, so Diane, it says on here, doohickey suggestion. Do you have a question or a suggestion, Diane? Welcome.
Hi. This is Diane, and I have a suggestion, and then I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, my suggestion is, since it's happened to me twice, my toilet tank, you know, the chain where you flush it, and then you got the plug?
Sure.
It's broken a couple times, and then I tried to put the Gidget Gadget together.
Uh-huh, I love Gidget Gadget. Okay. Yep.
But I ended up, this worked.
We have to get to it quickly because our phone lines are lit up.
Okay,
sorry, Diane.
Two safety pins.
Oh, that is clever.
Connected to.
Look at you. Okay. Yeah,
that worked. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, so what is your question?
My question is, how do you get a toilet to get some oomph to it to flush? I'm on a third floor apartment.
You have a water pressure problem, and it's not uncommon, especially when someone lives on a third floor. And so here's what I would recommend. I have a plumber, and the name of his company is Olympic Plumbing, and I love this guy. So sometimes the pressure leading in, there are pressure valves that can be added. There are different things that can be done, especially in commercial buildings. But it is something that a plumber needs to look at, how the water pressure is coming in and how it's also being drained out, because there are numerous considerations. But Olympic Plumbing he's a great guy, and he can go out and take a look at it. Another suggestion I have is just to give him a call, and he can talk to you about the problem, and it might be something that can just be easily fixed. But that's my solution for water pressure, is you need to have your plumbing, the intake, looked at. Let's go to Ann, and she has a
what's it question.
A what's it question.
Welcome, Ann.
Is this me?
Yes, it is. Hi, Anne.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Well, it's just these little pullers. I've got two questions, actually. And
okay.
One of them is a little train, little electric puller for curtains. I just can't find where to get them fixed.
Electric puller for curtains.
Yeah, they're about 40-some years old.
Okay, so, and then the curtains close electronically?
Yeah, with little switches you push up and down like lights.
Okay. All right. What that is it is something that now most likely has to be found commercially. I do have a source on it, and I can get it through Los Angeles through a company that's called Shay Shay Home. It's not readily available to the public, but I can connect you with it. And it's a distribution for commercial window treatments, bedding, et cetera. They do hotels. They do large installations, and that's where we now find those types of switches, especially that are that old.
Okay.
They do restoration in Los Angeles hotels, for example. That's why they would have it. That's 40 years old. So if you email me at Tammy@TammyMichaels.com, or easier yet is just to go to comonews.com/Tammy. Mm-hmm. I will put you in touch with the restoration company out of Los Angeles called Shay Shay Home.
Okay, great. Thank you. I got another question.
Sure.
I'm having trouble getting a look inside my furnace ducts to see the condition. And I think it's called an induct camera, but I can't find anyone that has one.
Okay. You know, I'm going to recommend to you, have you talked to Greenwood Heating?
No.
Okay. Greenwood Heating is a very small heating air conditioning company, but they also do heater duct cleaning. And I don't know why specifically you're trying to look in the ducts.
To see the condition, I've been told that they're they either need to be repaired or replaced, or you know, not used. That they may, you know, not they might have too much rust and mold in them.
Okay, Greenwood Heating is going to be able to take care of your specific duct issues and also give you a diagnostic on what the condition is. They're really good.
Okay, great.
And what I like about them is they're big enough and yet small enough, great. If you get my drift.
Yes.
So there's my suggestion.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for your call, Anne. Actually, we need to take a break, check weather and traffic, and I have a confession, and we'll be right back.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Carpet Liquidators, where you'll find a huge selection of designer carpet at discount prices.
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a lifetime warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, Tukwila, Linwood, and Tacoma online at bassettfurniture.com.
Tammy Michaels on the advantage you get from Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Well, you're going to get an NKBA, National Kitchen and Bath Association designer, that is going to provide you with a kitchen layout so that the form will, in fact, follow the function. I just really don't see how anyone can describe what the functionality of their kitchen should be sitting in a box store. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, we go into your kitchen. And we're going to customize a kitchen that will function for your needs, your family. We need to know which side the refrigerator really opens on. We need to know where you want to put the spice drawer. We have to stand in your kitchen to be able to design a kitchen for you. And we don't charge for that. On the high end, designers charge thousands of dollars for those services. Box stores charge you about $500 just to measure. We do that for free.
See for yourself, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
The topic, bathroom makeovers. Now, if you're a guy, or maybe you know a guy, or married to a guy, perhaps a guy like me who has a lot of things to do around the house, like a bathroom makeover, but doesn't have time to, the experts at Mr. Handyman can help.
If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
So about that bathroom makeover, maybe you need a new clean tub or shower surround. Mr. Handyman has the tools and know-how to get it done. Or maybe it's replacing the retro theme with an updated vanity cabinet and sink. Mr. Handyman can do that too.
If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
From top to bottom, including new tile and flooring, Mr. Handyman can take that idea of yours and make it happen. Mr. Handyman can even help with energy efficient upgrades like new faucets and shower heads and low flow toilets. So that way that guy, you know, can help with other things like work, family, and of course, maintaining a sharp physique.
Call the pros, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN, MrHandyman.com.
Oh, I can do that.
If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can, MrHandyman.com.
If you think you've heard everything about treating cancer, you might be surprised. Cancer is choice, and no one gives you more choices than Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. With experts in everything from chemotherapy to nutrition, acupuncture, and naturopathic medicine, Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center partners with you to help you realize the choices that work for you. Here's pharmacist, author, and survivor, Mark Shigihara.
In my case, I chose Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. And what that provided me was the opportunity to attack the cancer from multiple disciplines. I am nearly a 4-year survivor, and I wholeheartedly recommend Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center.
No matter where you are in your cancer journey, Find all of your treatment options with Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. Call 206-FOR-HOPE or click seattlecancerwellness.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Well, it looks like most of the blocking accidents, and boy, were there a lot of them in Snohomish County, have been cleared out of the way. There is a new three-car accident southbound 5 at 300th Street Northwest in Snohomish County. I don't think troopers are there yet. I don't know yet whether or not it's blocking, but it's looking better on the road. Headed over the mountain pass, well, Snoqualmie Pass, no restrictions, but it has started to snow, and it's gone from 3 degrees to 18 degrees, still chilly. Stevens Pass, traction tires are advised both directions, and it's warming up a little bit, though. Oversized vehicles are prohibited. Still only minus one degrees on White Pass, where traction tires are advised. This report brought to you by Seattle Sounders FC. First kick is March 15th at Quest Field versus LA Galaxy. Single match tickets go on sale March 1st at 10 in the morning. Visit soundersfc.com/tickets to get your information. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. We're getting reports of snow, although we're also getting reports that it has tapered off. Nonetheless, a very, very cold day. Maybe snowing on you now, maybe snowing on you later. Highs today near 40 and some more rain and snow is likely overnight. Very cold, so keep your cold weather gear out. Right now it's 28 degrees in Tacoma. Here in downtown Seattle, we're actually up to 29 degrees. And welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, solving your design dilemmas one thingamabob at a time today.
Absolutely. And we've had so much fun. Our phone lines continue to light up. And we want to make sure we give out our phone numbers because we want to talk to you about your thingamabobs.
And those numbers are 421-1000 or 877-397-COMO. That is a free call.
Okay, so I have a couple of different things that people are calling our back line about and asking. And one of them is, I mentioned Rainier Awning earlier, that Rainier Awning, I love these people. So I'm going to put them on my cheat sheet of whatchamacallit, thingamabob rescue 101. So Rainier is an amazing company. They're local. And what they do is they make awnings. They make all kinds of awnings. They make the awnings for commercial buildings all the way to residential. They make the ones that are mechanical that you can operate on remote. But one of the other things that Rainier does is those exterior shades or interior shades that so many people love, because in the Pacific Northwest, we get this weird combination of sun and clouds. And these are, just think of like sitting in a Starbucks, how they have the shades that you can pull down manually or in some of the waterfront restaurants. And they're really great. Well, Rainier actually creates those so they're robotic on the outside of your house. You can have the manual ones too if you want them. But if you want them attached to the exterior of your house and they're made out of a screen-like material, and then they'll come down and then they'll either do a block out of light, or you know, you could also have it so that it just dramatically reduces the incoming light so that you can watch television in the living room if you have one of those glare situations. I love these people, and they are awning and window shade 101 people when it comes to that kind of thing. So we've been talking about them, and I'm going to give out their phone number, and people are having difficulty finding them online. They're easy to find. They're Rainier.com. I know who gets that URL, but they did. But their phone numbers, I'm going to give it out one time on the air, and then if you can't find it, just contact me through comonews.com/Tammy, where it says Ask Tammy. So the phone number is 800-869-7162 or 425-251-1800. So I will give it out, you know, on my website. We'll just do even a little blog about them because people are lighting up going, what's that company? She said, well, I'll just put it up as a blog on my page so everybody has it. Then I've been talking about this. I almost feel like we should have a drum roll for my hardware store. That's my secret location. Now, they have every kind of wing nut you could imagine. If they don't have it in stock, They can order it. They have nickel hardware. They have BORB, which is bronze oil rubbed hardware. They have every imaginable type of doorknob. They have the pulls, you know, the pulls for pullouts for cabinetry. So if you have that oak 1980s cabinetry and you can't get to the back of the drawers, they have those. I love these people. As for John specifically, he's my friend and he'll take good care of you. What is the name of this company? And if you're in your car, don't try to write this in lip pencil. Just send me an email. In fact, never mind. I'll just post it this week on my page, which is Richelieu. Yes, you won't be able to spell it. I know. I know. They have a hardware store. They're in Auburn. They're at 2200 West Valley Highway. And their phone number, going to say it once, is 253-218-0360. But it's richelieu.com, R-I-C-H-E-L-I-E-U. But if you can't find it, I'm just comanews.com/Tammy, and I'll post it. There you go. Let's go to Greg in Everett.
Hello,
hi,
Greg.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi, do you have a question?
Yeah, a few years ago we got new stainless appliances, and the microwave has stainless around it, but it has black plastic, and I used a stainless cleaner and bleached out the black plastic. Is there any solution how to fix that?
How to fix black plastic?
Okay,
so what you're trying to do is you're trying to get a permanent colorant on it?
Right.
Okay. I think
maybe the spray stainless polish sprayed over onto
yes.
it and darkened it or
yes.
put a glazing on it.
Okay, a glazing. I like that. Okay. I actually do have a resource for colorants and paints. I have a couple of them. The first one is I'm going to refer you to an art supply store that's called Daniel Smith, and they're located downtown Seattle, as well as they have other smaller locations around the city. But I like the one that is over by the viaduct downtown, Daniel Smith, and they have paints for just about darn near anything, including plastics. And they are the premier art store in the city. When I have to paint anything, I go into Daniel Smith. So you have to physically go in there, though, and explain to them what you did, and they'll be able to help you. Are we out of our show? Or are we coming back?
We are coming back, but first we have to take a look at
okay,
traffic.
Okay, so we'll look at traffic, but then we're going to wrap up. Yes.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Here's Judith Larson.
Well, we're looking busy on the roads in Snohomish County, but at least the accidents that keep occurring are no longer blocking. 41st and Broadway in Everett seems to be one of the trouble spots, and I was just talking to the State Patrol, and they said that I-5 both directions north of between actually Everett and Stanwood continue to be a problem. But the great thing is, again, nothing is blocking right now. But take it easy through the Snohomish County area. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. And let's take a look at weather. We are very cold today. A lot of us have gotten snow already. You could see some more snow flurries throughout the day. Highs today, 35 to 40 degrees. Right now, 31 degrees in Tacoma. Here in Seattle, it's overcast and 21. So welcome back to Inside Out, the Thingamabob edition.
I know. You know, we've had so much fun, but I have to share something, which is the fact that there's a little snow coming, and I can't help it. I have to talk about this.
Roads are about to get a lot more dangerous.
I know. I know. And we're out of here, but what I have to say is I had snowcapades last week.
Oh, dear.
And you were on the phone with me when it happened. So if this gives anybody a little insight into me personally, I just wanted to share this story. So, okay, so last week, I'm a girl from Southern California, okay? I'm the last person you people want on the road. I am a bottle blonde, admittedly, And yes, I do drive an SUV, which means I just get stuck further from the house. And my husband was on a business trip last week when I started hearing Theron's on and all the different guys here talking about the snow coming in. And I was on the phone with you. And you literally, I mean, you can attest to this. I was in such a panic to get out of my house. So what did I do? Because my husband wasn't going to be there. And I live on the side of a cliff. So it becomes like Mount Crumpet. People can't see the look on your face. Seriously, sheer cliffs. An inch of snow means solid ice. My husband's from Minnesota, so he can handle it fine. SoCal girl in that weather, no. So what did I do?
You packed up your stuff and moved your whole operation to a motel or to a hotel downtown.
I did. I went and stayed in the Westin.
Well, if you lose power at your house
and you're stuck on the side of Mount Crumpet,
you're the last to get your power restored. So why not go downtown?
And you
I would have done the same thing.
I'm not kidding you. And so my dogs got picked up by the dog sitter. I literally packed up my little duds. I took my overnight bag and I went downtown and I locked myself in a hotel room where I could get room service. Because the other thing is we lose our power. I live on Three Tree Point. They're like, where does she live? I live on Three Tree Point. And so I did. But I was on the phone with you. You can attest to this. Was I in a panic?
You were a little panicked. Yeah. You were a little panicked. I was using my cancer voice. It's okay, Tammy.
I know.
It's going to be fine.
I know. So I talked to my husband, and he goes, where are you? I said, I'm in the Westin. So I literally looked in the mirror, and I go, oh, my gosh, I've broken out. I broke out in hives.
No, you did not.
I did.
No, you did not.
Head to toe. I was so afraid of the snow, I broke out in hives. So there you go. I can help you with your home improvement questions, but I just want to say, run for your lives. It's going to
Well, I have a confession to make on that subject. Whenever it snows and I'm here in the building, I just get a hotel room too.
Do
because
you really?
I'm from the Gulf Coast, so I'm
okay.
I'm afraid of driving in. I've never driven in snow. You don't want me on the roads.
You don't want us on the roads.
I'm
okay?
That person you're cussing in the mirror.
Thank you. I am her, admittedly. Now I know. So to wrap up today, I know there's going to be a lot of people who have questions about all the resources. I'm going to try to list them. They'll be up by Monday on my blog page at comonews.com/Tammy. And you definitely want to look at that. Also, my Facebook. Join me on Facebook for more information and kind of an insight into my little world, as well as yours.
Yeah, we should make a brand new Facebook page.
We should. We should.
And put all of that scandalous content up.
There we go. But I want to wrap up by saying make all those design decisions with your kids, your pets, the people you love in mind. And I want to thank everybody for joining us today.
So thanks for listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. For more tips on creating interesting interiors and exciting exteriors, once again, check out that lifestyle page on comonews.com/Tammy. You're always welcome to become a Facebook friend, get that exclusive content. And of course, you can always email your questions to Tammy at tammymichaels.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next week.